for most part, restlessness is not really a crime. Yeah, but it'd be interesting to observe that, to really observe restlessness. Because once you can observe restlessness and accept that this is part of the present state at this point in time, then you will not be under its direction. Then you become free of restlessness, even as it arises. Then you gain a bit more freedom. I don't say that we become liberated immediately, but to be free of the impinging of this restlessness. Because the reason why we go and do this or do that is a combination of these two. That boredom then giving rise to restlessness, and then compelling. We feel compelled, almost as though we have no choice. Actually, we do have a choice. And for the most part, fortunately, we all are able to make a choice. Otherwise, everybody will be going all over the place doing all kinds of funny things. But if we can really harness this and master this, then even the subtlest form of boredom and restlessness, we can see it. Then we can truly decide, what do we want to do? Because when we truly see this, then we can have a clearer look and see clearly, is this of value or is that of value? Yeah. Because oftentimes, when we feel so bored, the perception that there's no value in what we are doing, then we anyhow whack, anything that we can just find that promise to give us a bit more value, we just reach out and grab. The upside of, besides managing that, and that itself is tremendous, is that it will help us to manage other aspects of our life, including our emotions. How much of our emotions actually is a culmination of that boredom and perhaps even frustration and resentment? Yeah, because boredom don't just appear and happen by itself in isolation. Yeah, you have enough of boredom. Well, we are very smart. We link everything together. Yeah, and the trouble is while we link all the thing together and lump it together and throw it down at one person's throat, zhuobing all because of you. No, just as an example. Yeah, and yet because we don't truly know what this boredom is, we don't really know that this is happening. And becomes just a feeling of resentment we have towards a person, unhappiness over a situation, or maybe even work. Yeah, when we, whenever people resign and they ask people to, the exit interview, sometimes people want to be politically correct, they want to burn bridges, but there are always one or two of those people who blah everything. More often than not, when they blah everything, it's also just venting of emotions. Yeah. But many times, the underlying, a lot of these small little things that accumulate over time, don't really get resolved because we are not even aware of it. Yeah. Now, if we were to take it further, then we'll find that recognizing boredom, restlessness that arises from it, is also most helpful for our practice.